Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Right?
Yes. So actually, this is coming out on Tuesday because Labor Day was yesterday.
Oh, right.
It's never good to come out on a holiday.
So Labor Day is over. Happy fall, y'all. Pumpkin spice everything. Pumpkin spice lattes.
Have you had one yet?
Well, no, because I'll tell you what. It is, we are experiencing a heat wave in the SoCal, and it's about 100 million degrees.
I heard.
It sucks balls.
And Gretchen doesn't have any air conditioning.
Nope.
So it's, you know, remember when we lived in Ventura and we would go back to school? And I swear, the first 2 weeks of school always were so hot.
The worst.
And there's
the worst.
No air conditioning in any facility in Ventura.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you don't need it. Normally, it's, you know, you're lucky if you get 75 degrees.
Right.
So it's the same where you live. Like, it's Beach City. So you don't need it.
You don't
99%
need it.
Of the time.
That's right. But those
but when
2
you do,
weeks, it feels like you live in a greenhouse. And not
yes.
not the fun kind. Like, the kind that grows tomatoes. Okay.
Not the fun kind.
So, yeah. So I took myself to the Walmart. It feels like I'm living like polar opposites right now because it's 1 million degrees. I went to Walmart and to my surprise, they had all the Halloween stuff out. And I felt like they had the good stuff out already. Like, y'all better get to Walmart. Like,
listen,
today.
The thing is the good stuff goes so fast. Even at Home Depot, they put the really good outdoor decorations up and it's like, get it or it's gone.
Well, last year I was going every week and it wasn't till like mid-September.
Well, that people still weren't going out in California that much.
This year before Labor Day, I was like, hot damn, good thing I stopped by. So I have, you know, I bought a lot.
So you inspired me.
Oh,
if
I did? Okay,
didn't,
good.
Yes, because if you didn't see, I posted on our Instagram Gretchen's Halloween decoration cart, and she picked up her kids with the skeleton in the car.
Yeah.
Did they like that?
Yeah, they named it Bruno,
oh,
and
cute.
My son wants him to be in the car every day. He's like, where's
you
my
should
friend
until
Bruno?
Halloween. You should.
I had to lie to a small child in line. So I had this cart full of Halloween stuff and this little girl behind me was like talking to her. It looked like grandma. Sorry.
There's
if it wasn't.
Probably her mom.
But she's like, why does that lady have all that Halloween stuff? It's not even Halloween.
And she's I'm like, it's not
oh.
even Labor Day.
I'm like, I know, but let me tell you, it's because if you don't buy the good stuff now, they run out. But I'm not going to put it up until October. But that was a lie.
Yeah, you totally did put it up. I knew you would. And
I haven't
what?
Put it up yet because it's so hot, but
oh.
I'm going to put it up before October. Who can wait?
Yeah, you can't wait till October. I think you wait till after Labor Day. However, I do have a Halloween decoration up because of you.
Oh.
So I got an ad on Instagram for this really cute, like, pumpkin skull arrangement. Let's call it like a centerpiece type thing.
Okay.
It was so expensive. I mean, I clicked on it, takes you to some website, $200. I was like, no, not spending that much money. So I bought all the stuff on Amazon and made myself one.
Oh, hot
I will post
crafty.
It. I got real crafty and I think you will like it. I'm proud of myself. I was like, this is working and it's way cheaper than buying it off this website.
Shoot. Did you get out the hot glue gun and everything?
I did. I
Damn,
did.
Damn, that's crafty.
I know. I mean, Sean was like, wow, you haven't done crafts since you were pregnant with our first child.
Ironic. Yeah, that is funny.
Yeah.
Well, we are just hanging in there, surviving first spelling test today.
We had one too.
You know, we're not really good spellers in the Macaulay house. It's not our strong suit.
I have one good speller out of three.
Yeah, we're pretty much 0 for 5. I mean, none of us.
I know. Actually, I'm the worst speller. I'm like, thank God for spell check.
Yeah. Which makes me think, like, do we really need to emphasize it so much in school? Does it really need to be, like,
know.
The bane of my existence? Yeah. And we also did square dancing. We survived square dancing.
And she did it.
And she did it. My sweet little Willow Pie, who is the tallest kid in probably the fourth grade, was paired up with maybe the shortest kid in fourth grade. And it was adorable. And she fought me all morning because I asked her to wear a cowboy hat. And she said, no, it's called a cowboy hat, not a cowgirl hat. I will not be wearing that. You don't know anything about Western, Mom. And of course, we showed up at the school and all the girls were wearing cowboy hats. And she also did not believe me. She should wear her hair in two braids. Thankfully, she let me do that.
Oh, she did.
Yes, because all the other girls had their hair in two braids.
Okay.
And she rocked it. She was feeling it. That music
good,
got going. I mean, she do-si-do'd. She all of it. She was like, I got this. I'm into it.
Good. Uh-huh. Proud of her. All right.
Yes.
Well, we already missed the first like parent morning. You know, they have these parent mornings in the morning. Like,
oh, yes, they just brought it back because we didn't have that from COVID. Now I realize I have to get dressed on Thursdays.
Yeah, we missed ours already. I'm like, damn it.
Losers.
I know. Jeez. Like, really blowing it over here.
Well, I didn't realize. I mean, I got dressed because of the square dancing thing, but I didn't realize the other parents were going to bring it. I mean, bitches had full face makeup.
Dude,
the whole outfit.
You know
everything.
That's how that school goes. You know, they walk to school with the makeup on. You know, by the way, these chicks in the gym today, I saw, I mean, full makeup with blush and everything. Like,
at the gym.
Yes, that's a lot. That's like, it's like a little too much. I think they must be looking for a man.
No. Lashes, tinted moisturizer, chapstick. That's what you wear to the gym.
Well, the lashes, because they don't come off, right?
They don't come off. Like, yeah.
All right. Let's get to our case today, Gretchy.
Yeah. Tell me.
All right. This story comes right out of your home away from home, Gretchy.
Oh.
Where?
Colorado?
Yes, a Colorado. Greeley, Colorado, to be exact.
Okay.
Which, have you heard of it?
No, I haven't. Okay. That's so weird. I'm doing a Colorado case next week.
I'm glad it's not this one.
Yeah.
We almost actually did the same case for the first time ever.
Yeah.
And we don't talk about it before, but now we probably need to, just in case, just to say, hey. Okay, so Greeley, Colorado. I have not heard of it either, which I didn't think was saying very much because I've only been to that state one time in my life, and it was to snowboard. But Greeley is in the northeast part. It's northeast of Denver and south of Fort Collins. So I think it's like way north of you.
Yeah, it is. Opposite side. Diagonal. Yeah.
That's what I thought. So it's not a small city, but it's not a big city. It has a little over 100,000 in population. And when I was checking online about the city, I came across this sign that they have up. It says, "Welcome to Greeley, the exact opposite of Hawaii."
Oh,
which I'm like, I don't really know what to think about that because I love Hawaii so much. And I think Colorado is beautiful. So it's like, what's opposite? That there's no ocean? Maybe.
I mean, yeah.
I think they also mean this, which I researched a little bit about, is they have a reputation for its smell in Greeley.
Oh,
and I'm not talking
good.
Like bad smell. Yes, because they have a big meatpacking industry.
Ooh.
Which makes me not really want to eat meat when I think about that part of it. Like, it stinks. That's so gross.
maybe they're also hard workers. You know, because Hawaii is known for like its little like we're on island time. You know?
Yes,
like
all of it's always island
laid
time.
Laid back. Yeah.
True.
Although I lived in Hawaii and I didn't do anything but work to afford to live in Hawaii.
That's true.
Which is why I don't live in Hawaii anymore.
So anyways, the city of Greeley has actually taken care of the smell as of now, but they do still have an odor hotline if you are disturbed by it.
Oh my gosh, that's extra.
I know. There are a ton of homes for sale right now there, which makes me think that the market is about to crash. But that's another podcast.
Unless it's like jerky. You know, I'll tell you what. When I was at the hotel in Texas just last week, I opened the door and I swear you guys, I smelled barbecue.
Yeah,
and
you did.
I was like, hot damn. What a state. I mean, because we were on a pretty high up floor.
That's true. That is true. It's so nice when you smell barbecue, isn't it? Like when your neighbors are barbecuing, you're like, oh, somebody's barbecuing tonight.
Yeah.
But Greeley to me actually looks like, from all the pictures that I looked at, looks like a really nice place to live. You could buy a house for about $500,000 there. There are some other houses like $2 million there. So like variety. And it's a growing city. Now we're going to talk about Randy Baker. Randy thought it was a great place to live. So good that he never left. He was born September 6, 1957, which ironically, Gretchy, is the day this episode airs.
Ironic.
So happy birthday.
Coincidental,
Randy.
I think that's more coincidental than ironic, right?
Yes, the irony. There's no irony in that. Well, yeah. Maybe there's a little bit, but coincidental, very, because very. I definitely did not pick the case based on when this guy was born.
You know, I'll tell you what, Colorado is a good state. Everybody I know that it was born there moves back there or says they're going to retire there. And lots of people never leave.
Yeah. So I think that he loved it.
Yeah.
He was born in Greeley. He went to college at Northern Colorado University, which also happens to be in Greeley. Mm-hmm. And he would eventually get his master's in psychology. I'm not sure on the timeline of his degree, but a master's is pretty impressive. I didn't get there.
Neither
you didn't
did
get
I.
there. So I'm pretty impressed with a master's degree. Just let y'all know.
Sure.
I would say he was a man of comfort since he didn't really leave Colorado and loved his state. Randy was super tall, he was charismatic, and his friends say that he was loyal and caring. He married his first wife, Dory, and had a daughter named Betty, who was named after his mother, which I just love the name Betty.
Yeah, it's usually reserved for just old ladies, but okay.
I know. And when you see his daughter, she's not an old lady. She doesn't look like an old lady, but you know what they call pretty ladies sometimes, not disco biscuits, but they call them Betties.
Oh yeah, that's true. She's a total Betty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cute. If I had a little girl named Betty, I'd call her Betty Boop all the time.
I know, I would too. So when Betty was just a kiddo, Randy divorced Dory after he fell for another woman 11 years his junior named Kelly, who was a hairdresser.
Okay.
You know what you say about those hairdressers. You're real sus
on
those.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you are. So that was the first thing I thought about Kelly. I'm like, of course, you cheating little hairdresser, you.
Sir. Well, okay, don't come for me, hairdressers. I'm just saying.
By the way, I love hairdressers. I love them.
Yeah, clearly
male,
I do
female.
Too. Yeah.
I'm just teasing, okay?
Just don't be selling my husband the tea tree shampoo.
Yeah, we're all good.
Then I'm going to be sus. Yeah.
Okay, so these two, they seem to hit it off right away. They married in 2003. They each had a daughter of their own, and the two worlds collided, and it seemed to do it very nicely. Randy was a great stepdad and father, tried to be a great provider. The only thing that made life really challenging was that Randy had an injury when he was just 28 years old that would leave him in chronic pain and suffering. He was electrocuted working as a lineman for the electric company.
Oh, damn.
Isn't that, like, that is a dangerous position.
Oh, yeah.
I think it also pays a lot of money. So people like to do it.
I can't speak for Colorado. I think it is a nice way to make a living. My husband's Uncle Brian is a lineman.
And is the aunt like really nervous all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. So after Randy's injuries, which affected his heart mostly, he turned to self-medicating with drugs, which seems actually pretty bad for your heart, in my opinion. But he got real into it. He got real into drugs and to the point where he sold them, dealt them, and used them.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. But this is years ago, okay? So this is in his, like, early 30s. As of 2017, that was a thing of the way past. That was before Kelly that this happened. He was addicted to drugs and sold them for about 3 years in the mid-80s. So,
who didn't in the 80s? Shoot.
Well, I didn't. I mean, it was like
snowing everywhere.
I was like seven.
Okay. So me too. But I'm just saying, I've heard too. I've watched a lot of like VH1 backstories.
Oh my gosh. Remember when, is there even VH1 still?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah, I believe.
I don't have cable. So
I know, me neither, but I'm pretty sure it's still a thing.
I used to wake up to VH1, the videos playing. I loved it. I was like my thing. After Randy turned his life around after the 3 years of addiction, he dedicated himself to counseling people out of drugs and really being there for people in the times that they needed help when they really, you know, what is it called? Hit the rock bottom.
Yeah.
It makes sense that he got this degree in psychology, which kind of makes me believe that that degree came later on in his life and not maybe in his 20s, probably more like 30s. Randy also helped many of his family members, including his nephew that had some drug problems in his past. Randy was like the go-to person to counsel family, direct them on the best ways to handle their lives. His daughter says that she always went to her dad for advice. He was loving and caring with his words and directed all of his words for the good. His nephew even wrote him a Father's Day tribute one year saying how he was the only father figure in his life and what a role model and inspiration he was. You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is, it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences, and then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
By mid-2017, Randy was really having heart issues and actually had to get open heart surgery. Kelly had been by his side now for 14 years, but it was taking a toll on her marriage. Marrying someone older that couldn't keep up with her physically was challenging.
I'll bet.
In a Dateline episode called Secret Keepers, Kelly was reported to have just been so tired of being his caretaker. Actually, right after the surgery, Kelly decided enough was enough and she wanted out. Randy was heartbroken, did not want to end his marriage, but Kelly just needed a break. And in June 2017, Kelly left Randy. I'm sure this was also not very good for Randy's heart because stress is not good and he just had this open heart surgery. So when Kelly stopped by the house on August 16th, 2017 and saw her estranged husband lying on the floor dead, she was startled and upset, but she knew it just had to have been a heart attack. His heart must have failed after 59 years. And all this suffering that he has since he was 28. So she immediately calls 911 to report her husband dead. And upon arrival, it looks like Randy probably died of natural causes, a heart attack, where he hit his head on his way down. However, Gretchy, a couple things were amiss. Randy had just walked in with some fast food, and that bag was on the counter, but his wallet, his key, and his car were missing. So police were like, that's weird.
I'm also thinking it's weird he just had open heart surgery and he's got the fast food. What do you think he got you there, dude? No more fish filet.
He should probably not have been doing that because, you know, they actually saw him on the cameras driving through the fast food window.
Right. You need to DoorDash yourself some pokey or something else.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, I've been doing that a lot lately, DoorDashing pokey. We have a place. It's so dang good.
Yeah, and it's good for you.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. Okay, well, Randy wasn't ordering the pokey. He was, I forget what fast food joint he went to, but he liked it. Okay. Although he didn't get
to
eat it.
I hope so, because
he didn't even eat it. It was still sitting there, unopened.
Shoot.
It was like
what a waste.
Yeah. So they took Randy in for a autopsy, and they noticed right away that Randy did not die of a heart attack or a fall hitting his head. Randy actually had two bullet holes lodged in his head with two bullets from two different guns. He was murdered. It also seems like the person that murdered him took his car, his wallet, and his key, obviously, to start the car. And Kelly, the wife, was sure she knew who it was, or not like exactly who it was, but who it could have been. She immediately says it's got to be one of these past drug dealing acquaintances. Seems logical, but that was a long ass time ago. We're talking 30 years.
That was a long time ago. Too long ago.
Too long. Of course, the police, they want to know more from Kelly since she's, you know, the estranged wife that just left him 2 months ago. So Kelly goes in. She says, yes, he had these drug dealing days and she's sure it had to have been an acquaintance. But they're like, okay, we'll look into that. But was there any life insurance, Kelly?
Right.
And Kelly says, yeah, there is. It's about $10,000.
Hello, listeners. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers online therapy, which is something I have personally benefited from and believe in. We all have life stresses that can be overwhelming. For me, it has been a game changer to have an online therapist who helps me navigate and reflect on life. I have had to work on setting healthy boundaries and my tendency to internalize, well, everything. It is heavy business, but I can't tell you enough how freeing it is to work through it. And personally, I find it easier to be open while talking things through from the comfort of my couch. It's so convenient. Online therapy for me has really meant becoming a better version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/clink today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/clink.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, MyLifeInABook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let MyLifeInABook choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And MyLifeInABook compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, MyLifeInABook.com.
So that's really not
that's not that much
to
right.
be murdering somebody this day and age. I mean, it's
definitely not in my hood.
Definitely not in 2022. Yeah. I mean, maybe 2017 was a little better, but shit. I mean, even the dollar store, by the way, you know, they raised their prices to $1.25.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Damn.
Which is a 25% increase.
Yeah.
Good
math.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's a huge increase.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You'd think they'd just go to like 10.
110 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
109. I think that's better.
Well, I'm still paying 125, so.
Yeah, okay. Just saying, no one consulted me.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So they also ask Kelly if there is another man in her life. And she says, I don't want to answer that.
Well, yeah, of course there is. She's been Nurse Kelly for whatever. She's not been getting any of the, you know,
the big D.
And so she naturally,
well,
she got some.
Right. She got some.
Yeah.
So they're on to Kelly. They're like, there's something fishy here. And then only 5 days later, someone calls in to the police station reporting a suspicious car that looked to have just been placed in an alleyway, hasn't moved in days, and there's no license plates. They've been removed and the car looks wiped. So the police go to look at this car and, of course, guess whose car it is?
Randy's.
It's Randy's missing Pontiac. Investigators also saw that this same Pontiac was listed for sale on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Okay. Now, this is about the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? Of course, there's a VIN number attached to every car. Hello.
Yeah.
Not just the license plate.
Right.
So, of course, they tracked down who posted the ad on Facebook, and it was someone shady. And you know what shady people do? They tell on other shady people.
That's true.
Who tell on more shady people because no one wants to be going back to jail.
Right.
So this list of career criminals eventually say, oh, yeah, we got this car from a chick named Carol. Carol Baker.
Oh, that's very close to Carol Baskin.
It is. And it's also close to the name Randy Baker.
Oh.
Because Carol Baker happens to be Randy Baker's sister.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. The loving, not so loving sister somehow got Randy's car and was trying to pawn it off for some cash.
Shit.
So investigators go immediately to Carol. Carol gets to the police station and says, yeah, she was at Randy's house the night of the murder, but Randy wasn't home yet. She said she went by to do some chores for Kelly, who was her BFF. As for her brother, they had a strained relationship, but she loved Kelly like her sister, so she went to pull down the blinds, do a few other odd and ends at the house, but left before Randy came home and didn't see him at all that night. I don't know how much they questioned her at this point about the car. I think they just kind of wanted to see what she had to say.
Okay.
So investigators find this friendship between these two ladies, the sister-in-laws, a little bit strange. So they end up confiscating both of their phones, which they see over 4,500 text messages in just a few short months between these two ladies, which seems like a lot.
Yeah.
I think what they said, it was over 50 text messages a day. I mean, that's a lot.
That's a lot. I would be curious to know what our text exchange is.
I know. I was thinking that too, right?
I mean, we're probably around, I think, less than 10.
Yeah, I was thinking 5 to 10.
5 to 10 a day.
Yeah. I am sometimes on these text strings with like multiple people for like,
I hate those.
For sports or whatever, where it gets to be like 10 ladies chiming in and then you're like, I tap out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is just between the two of them. So that's a lot. And the thing that these two both had in common in their text messages were that they both hated Randy.
Okay. Now, listen, interesting. Now, I got to thinking when you're talking about this twisted sister, I wonder if my sister could ever get it twisted with me and sell my car. She is a Gemini faced.
You know what? I wonder if Carol is a Gemini also.
We got to look it up.
We should. Actually,
okay. I apologize to my sister, Kimmery. Please go drink her wine. Shadow Ranch. ShadowRanch.com. There, I made it up to you.
She's not going to sell your car. Okay.
No.
So the more they read on the phones, the more they start piecing together what could have happened. And when a particular number with a name, and I'm going to put it in quotes, air quotes, Sonia comes up, they trace this Sonia number back to Carol's son, who is Randy's nephew.
Oh, damn. What did Randy do? That was so bad.
Seriously, dude. So Randy's nephew happens to also be named Kelly, like the wife. But
yeah,
his name is Kelly Raisley, to be exact. So this guy, he had a pass. Like I told you before, he had a drug pass that Randy helped him through. He was in jail also in the past. So investigators bring Carol back for a deeper dive into what exactly is going on here. And they start playing a little game with Carol.
Okay.
They make her think that Kelly has been talking. Kelly Baker, the wife. They even bring in a lineup of pictures with her son in it. Like her son's mugshot.
Yeah.
And then she thinks that Kelly Baker, her sister-in-law, BFF, has outed her. So Carol starts spilling the tea. She told investigators how Kelly, the wife, had manipulated this whole plan to kill off Randy and collect the money in insurance, which wasn't $10,000. It was actually $130,000, and sell off all his property and stuff for money, and they would share it.
Did she really think they weren't going to be, like, verifying that?
I don't know.
You know what? I thought that $10,000 was sus because it's like, who even bothers? I get those brochures from AAA in the mail like all the time. I mean, I think it starts at 50 is like the cheapest policy. Like who gets 10,000?
I don't know. Sometimes I what I was thinking is maybe he had $10,000 through his work. You know, sometimes your work just like gives you a life insurance.
Oh.
But I mean, maybe. By the way, I'm sure the premium on his life insurance policy was pretty high.
Yeah, with the heart issues.
Yeah. Yeah. I can only imagine they're paying $10,000 a year for a $130,000 life insurance policy.
Yep.
Carol thought that this was a good plan. I mean, this money is just not worth it, ladies.
No, it's not.
So Carol convinces her son to be the trigger man for a measly $10,000 and Randy's Harley Davidson.
Oh, damn.
Which, by the way, the daughter, right when he died, she just wanted the Harley. She was like, listen, that was my dad's prized possession. I would really like that. She asked Kelly, the stepmom, and the stepmom was like, oh, sorry, sweetie. That doesn't exist anymore. And it didn't exist because Kelly Raisley had it, her cousin. So even though this was, you know, the same nephew that thought he was the father figure and mm-hmm. loved his uncle, greed really took over his heart. And so he shot Randy twice with two different guns the night Randy came home to his house alone. I think what happened was Carol brought Kelly, the guy Kelly, to the house, dropped him off, took off, you know. And so Kelly Raisley was just waiting there for when Randy walked in the door with his fast food. He just shot him.
Why two guns? That's weird.
So I guess so that had been brought up and Kelly just said that's how he rolls. It's kind of like a
old Western. Boom, boom.
Seems more like a gang type person.
Oh, okay.
If you know what I mean.
Okay.
I think he was in a prison gang. Maybe still is. Not sure.
Okay.
Kelly Raisley, the nephew, eventually would cop to this plan after he asked the prosecutors to take the death penalty off the table. He said he would plead guilty and he would also talk in Kelly's trial. Kelly, wife Kelly. He ended up going on the stand on Kelly's trial, but he could not recall what happened that night when he took the stand. But it didn't matter. Both Kellys ended up getting life in prison without parole. They both are in prison in Colorado. Kelly Raisley, the nephew, he's a pretty scary looking dude.
Yeah.
He's about 6'1", 200 and something pounds. He's got a lot of neck tattoos.
Yeah.
Kelly Baker, the wife's most recent mugshot, she's got really long hair, like all the way down to her waist hair, which makes me think that she should donate it.
Yeah, she should donate it, you know, because locks of love or something. Because I feel like in prison, you got to be keeping that shit braided up all the time or, you know, people going to be pulling it.
I know. And you know, I just read this awful story that this girl, this baggage handler, her hair got caught in the conveyor. Did you see that?
Worst nightmare.
Well,
I hate a conveyor belt and an escalator. Fuck. They give me panic attacks.
Okay, well, this thing scalped her and she died.
Christ.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I'm like, why is your hair so, you know what? It's like my hair fucking breaks from bleaching it, right? But your hair doesn't break. Like it when it's pulled, I mean, this is a thing.
Yeah.
It's so strong. And so it's awful. I mean, it's like so sad. Anyways, yeah, that was like such
terrible.
A heartbreaking, ugh. Awful story. But anyways, I think that Kelly Baker should do something for the good of society and donate her really long hair.
Okay, here's another thing, Kelly. Okay. One fun fact you should know is that you don't get taxed on life insurance money. So however much it was however much she was going to get, just in case you were wondering. But that's still not enough money. Also, clearly, the man had an affection for fast food and he had heart problems.
I know. It wasn't going to take that much longer.
You can't. It would not take that much. Men have no willpower when it comes to good food. Just be making him like lasagna and fried chicken every night.
Well,
he'll
like
be out
of
your hair. Yeah, he'll be out of your hair before you know it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Kelly was so smart, clearly.
Okay.
Also, in one of the text messages, the nephew was like, okay, we can do this, but just know that Kelly is going to have like a lot of questions from the police since she's the wife, which, I mean, she did, right?
Well, that's terrible.
Now for Carol, the sister.
Okay.
Since she was not the trigger man or the real conspirator, she got... I think she got sentenced to something like second degree conspiracy. I don't know. But the judge stuck it to her. 30 years.
Damn.
Yeah. The judge told her that she should die in prison for orchestrating the killing of her brother.
Mm-hmm.
And
you hear that, Kimmery?
At this time, she's 68 years old. As of 2022, she's set to be released in 2046, and she has parole eligibility as of 2031. So I actually think there is a chance that she gets out before she croaks.
Yeah.
Although the judge didn't really want her to.
Yeah.
I think he gave her max.
She must have been like arrogant and not shown any remorse.
Yeah, dude, when I just think of this whole plan, it's like, how on earth did all three of you come together and hate this man so much?
Yeah, well,
I mean,
know.
What did he
seems
do to his
like
sister?
He seems like a nice guy. I mean, rehabilitated his life, educated himself, and then took to counseling others.
I know. And his daughter, she... seems to say he was an amazing guy. See all these pictures online? He looks great. I mean, Kelly
maybe
did
he
say,
was a little like holier than thou because he was so edumacated and sober.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And they were like, fuck you. We're drinking, smoking, drugging. We're into that shit. So take your goodness, go
and shove it.
Go away. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
That's probably what happened.
Mm-hmm.
As for Randy's daughter, she looks like she's living a great life. On the Dateline episode, she did say she's not complete without her dad. She says he was her person and the only one that she could really lean on or call for advice. And she can't do that anymore. I will just give her a little bit of advice. There is Talkspace if you need it.
Word.
But other than that, she is really cute. Real beautiful, a Betty of a Betty, a disco biscuit, if you will. And I wish her well. I also just want to say, don't talk to those crazy family members.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I would just be
Ixnay.
Steering clear.
Yeah, steer clear.
Even if Aunt Carol gets out of the clink.
Especially Aunt Carol.
No talking to Aunt Carol any longer.
Yeah.
So that's the story of Randy Baker.
Okay.
Good May one. You rest in peace and have a very happy heavenly birthday, Randy.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that's a whop on that. Do you have anything else you want to? Oh, so do you have Labor Day plans?
Oh, yeah. We got invited to a party. I'm nervous about it.
Why?
A lot of people are going and my kids are jerks. You know, they're not always good. And so I'm just really like, we're going to go. We're going to try and be social. It was very nice of them to invite us, but we're out if my kids lose their mind.
Yeah. I think that's a good plan. I think you might be surprised. I mean, your kids were at my house and they were lovely. So,
well, it's very hot.
Yeah. Is there a pool?
It is a pool party.
Okay, that's good.
So I'm just going to make sure they're well fed before we go there and hydrated. Probably going to go pick up some of those Gatorade Zeros.
Yeah.
So that nobody gets whiny. Whiny is the worst, man.
Oh my God. Trust me.
How many times have you been at a party and you're just trying to talk to someone and it's like somebody new and your kid is like, but, I can't, I can't. Yeah. I can't do it. I in the heat, I really cannot do it.
Maybe you wouldn't be good in Texas.
No. Although, prepared.
Remember, it was really hot when Gretchy was here, but the damn air conditioning at these conventions, I was shaking like a banshee. I was so freaking cold. That's the only problem. Yeah. It's like,
listen.
Hot places with air conditioning, they put the air conditioning on too low. It's like just...
Oh, no. If I would have known what I was in for, I would have packed a big purse so that I could dress in layers. Because you had to wear a sweater inside. And then you go outside and you want to just be like in a tank top. Yeah. I needed a big purse so I could put my sweater in the purse.
So true. Well, I did warn you the day before because I was like, dude, bring a jacket because...
I did not think it through.
Anywho, also thanks guys for everybody that we did see in the Texas. I said that on the Patreon, but if you're not a Patreon member or you're a new listener because you met us and you want to get to know us better, thanks for tuning in.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Allison and her friends that we ran into after the meet and greet. They were pretty fucking awesome.
That was at, a bar. We just happened to see her and it was so fun hanging out. So that was a nice
encounter. We got recognized, you guys. It never happens in front of our husbands, ever.
I know.
That's the only thing that sucked about that.
Oh, man. I know. Totally.
Just once. That would be so satisfying.
I was like, Ailish, can you just call our husbands right now?
No. Yeah.
Yes. And thank you, Nurse Ailish, for coming out and being our
she was kind of our Sherpa. She steamed my clothes and everything.
She was amazing.
Yeah.
She got our merch for us. She manned our booth when we had our live show. So that was awesome. And if you are not following us on Instagram or Facebook, please do. If you want more of us, we are on patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. And I'm not sure if we are on Apple subscription yet, but we're working on it. But you might be able to see a thing, but you might not, because I'm still working on it. And it's not, I'm not techie. I'm techie, but not techie.
It's going to happen.
It'll happen any day. Okay. So anyways, clink, clink, guys.
Clink, clink.